Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So how do you evaluate holding?
Holding.
Holders.
Oh, holding. I thought you meant like holding.
Holding.
As far as like for the punters holding for the kickers, yeah. You know, are the laces right? Is that angled right? You know.
But can he do it? Can Ariza do it if he gets the opportunity?
We think he can. I mean, well, he'll obviously have to prove it, just like he'll have to prove that, you know, he can punt directionally, distance, accuracy, all that you look for. Yeah, I mean, that'll be a big part of it when he gets in here is working on, you know, jugs, having Reed snap a lot. And, yeah, that'll definitely be something we want to, you know, every kicker that I've ever seen, they always want it a certain way. It's not the same. So some of them like the ball more up, some like it more angled. You know, Tyler could probably tell you way more than I know about all that. But, it's always kind of – the kicker will kind of describe how he wants it. You know, they obviously always want the laces on the other side. But those things can happen. You get some holders that are late getting it down, late getting it the way they want it, give them the laces, which, you know, that's the great thing about Matt Hawk is that he's an elite holder. I know his job title is punter, but, again, I mentioned that before. Tyler was in such a groove last year, even though Matt struggled a little bit. Matt had a down year. He's a better punter than what he displayed last year. He's got a new focus. So it's competition. And Matt knows that. We talked about that with Matt when we brought him back, Matt Hawk, when we brought him back, was that, hey, we're going to bring in competition, either a veteran or somebody in the college draft or free agency that doesn't get drafted. He doesn't need to worry about the field goals. I mean, yeah, it's always good to have another guy to kick off if Tyler's leg's tired or to have another guy. Listen, you saw what happened in the Panthers game here. Their guy went down. So to have another guy, things happen, crazy things. So to know that we have a guy that can, you know, go fill in, you know, if Tyler were to tweak something, that is an added bonus. But we would have him focus on punting and that holding relationship. You know, for field goals. Yeah, I mean, how many people kick in blustery conditions? I mean, we'd have to go to just, you know, a small number of schools to find a punter. But, you know, the same thing with, you know, when you're looking at quarterbacks throwing it through there and, you know, hand size and, you know, arm strength, things like that. Same for a leg, you know, it'll obviously be different. You know, the weather's just a little different here as I talked to Matt when we selected him. But anyway, no, it'll be something that you know, he'll, you know, we won't be able to see that part of it by the time we make a decision in the punting competition. But, you know, I'm sure like anything, he would get used to it should he win the job.
Randy, can you give us kind of a general, you know, that kind of a general overview of how you think the weekend went for you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think we got some guys, Sal, that can really help us in some different areas. Going back to Thursday night, you know, we all know that we needed a corner, and, you know, we got another one today in Christian Benford. You know, he's played multiple spots. He's played corner. He's played safety. I think he's even played some nickel. Lower-level competition, but we like it. We brought him in on a 30 visit and was an impressive young man. Will be a you know, asset on special teams as well, I think. Yeah, so another guy that's in our system, you know, kind of fits what we call the number four role, a guy that can play inside and play out. His number one role would probably be, if you just said you were going to put him in one spot, he's probably more of an inside guy, but we think he's got enough outside speed. He's, you know, he's close to 6 foot, just under 195, 196 pounds maybe. So he's not a smaller, thinner. He plays heavy. And so, you know, we'll get him with Dorsey and Chad Hall and let him, you know, compete, you know, with all the other guys we have.
What's the science behind having so many left-footed punters in a row? I read, here's another one. I think Tommy Gill in your last four that have been here have been all left-footed.
Yeah, I mean, those generally can be a little harder to catch just the way it comes off their foot. Same thing when you see guys that say it's harder to for receivers sometimes to adjust to a left-handed ball from a quarterback. You know, guys have gotten – there's more left-footed punters now than there were probably 15 years ago. But, you know, it's – we're not – there were good right-footed punters as well. You know, it's not that we said we'll only take a left-footed punter. Just it worked out. Yeah.
Was he somebody that was, you know, you were really like to get up and get?
Yeah. When we got to our pick, you know, I always look when I trade a pick away and I go start kicking myself, look who I could have got, you know, and they're about to go. And that's who we would have picked, you know. And so for him, Joe Shane. I saw him on TV earlier, and so I was trying to call him over and over when he was on ESPN or one of those. So he probably knows him at the podium. Yeah, I mean, we really, other than Shakir today, just let it come to us. We had some people that were wanting to see if we wanted to move up a couple times to lose some of these late picks. But we still had guys on our board all the way down to Spectre, who we just took. You know, we had some good grades on him. He's a versatile player, can play inside, play out, play special teams, hard nose, had a really good career at Clemson. Which that's been some high level football this year. They were down, but he's been around, you know, championship level football, and we think he's going to add to the mix. Obviously, we drafted the punter. Just we kind of were able to let it come to us. And Luke Tenuta, the tackle, a lot of love for him, big kid. You know, last time went to Virginia Tech late, it worked out with Wyatt. I screwed it up, but we found a good player there. And not to say this kid's going to be Wyatt, but, you know, we're excited about him. He's a coach's son. He's been around the game, grew up around it. The people there, you know, Bill Tierlink that used to be here when I went to watch Virginia Tech early in the year against Carolina, he raved about him. And just, you know, everybody at the school just talked about what a great young man he is. It did. You know, if we didn't get the corner, I really came into the draft saying I know early. Doesn't have to be one, but I counted them after the second round. I think 9 corners went, if I remember correctly. And I was just, it's one of those things. You look and you work hard to get your value right, but that's one of those positions we talked about as a staff that if you start looking back historically, we were looking at some of the names that were gone in the first round, in the second round, and early in the third, and we're like, man, like, these are guys, some of these guys that got taken, we weren't necessarily as high on, and I was like, the guys we really want, we better put them up here because they're going to go. And yesterday, when that started in the second round, you're like, look, we've debated over this guy, and look, he already went. So I did sleep much better. I didn't sleep much, but I did feel a lot better after Thursday night, and felt like at this point we don't have to force anything. We got some good players on the board. There's going to be depth late, and that's why we stayed. I'm excited about some of these late guys, maybe even more than some of the other years, that I think a lot of these guys have a legit chance to make our roster. I know people sometimes are like, well, get rid of your picks. They're not going to make it. I mean, we needed some depth in some certain areas, and I feel they all have a legit chance. Yeah, I mean, it's just stability. If you got your quarterback and you got your head coach, you know, that's the two most important things. You gotta be really good there if you want to be championship level. And we've got a good quarterback and we got a good head coach. And so, I would just say, you know, it helps you in anything. It's calming. You see what goes on, all the maneuvering in the off season for these guys, and obviously the contracts that they require. But no, it's I'm glad that we have Josh, and you know, look forward to having him for many years.
How did getting weight 3 teach you to have patience? I know yesterday you was talking about you were very impatient when it comes to, you know, drafting, you know, late in rounds. So how much did today teach you that patience?
Yeah, I mean, to Jay's question, he hit the nail on the head. Getting Kyrie on Thursday really just relaxed me and let it come. You know, again, I did trade up for Shakir today, but I really like that young man. He's tough, he's smart, he's versatile, and, you know, I think with the ball in his hands, he's pretty good too. So he was sticking out and just felt like, you know, let's go get him. This makes sense. But otherwise, we just kept seeing the board kind of fall, and we felt like there was going to be some options, and there truly were. You know, I would have loved to actually probably had one or two more seventh. There was a couple other guys we thought could compete, but, you know, we chose the guys that we thought made the most sense.
What was the point of emphasis in this year's draft?
What was the what?
Point of emphasis.
Oh, just to, you know, first off, obviously, you know, handle that corner position, and then just feel some depth. And, you know, I think we did that with a couple linebackers, another offensive tackle. We added some competition in the punting room, you know, receiver room, you know, just various areas that we could do something. And then, you know, again, I talked about it last night with James Cook, you know, who came in today. You know, we missed on that piece in free agency, and I think that rack piece that he brings, and he, listen, he's not just a receiver. I probably overemphasized that a little bit yesterday. He can run the ball. But just having that guy to get the ball in his hands, make one guy miss, and get a chunk play is – so I think we helped ourselves. But, again, there will be, you know, maybe some more free agents that come free here in the coming weeks now that teams have drafted, and we'll still keep looking to see if there's some other guys to add depth. Yeah. Well, going back to, you know, the first night, you know, we had some opportunities to go up and back. We ultimately went up. And then, you know, round two, we went back a couple times. Round three, you know, there wasn't as much action people calling either way. And so as it got close, we kind of said, you know, let's prepare to take this pick. And so we did with Terrell. And then today, it was obviously – I didn't want to – we had too many things on the board that I thought could help us, so I wasn't going to be overly aggressive. One team in the fourth called, but it was just going to cost too much for some things that we wanted. And I thought that pick that we took, the punter, in, you know, that top of six, you're almost talking the bottom of, you know, bottom of five here. So we had two picks there within five. I thought we'd get a couple good players, and we were excited about it. Yeah, I do. I do. He's got some straight line speed, and I think, you know, if he gets the ball and has a step, you know, he's not going to be the easiest guy to track down.
Ariza, what did you like about just what did Matt Smiley like, or what did you? Why did you pick him? What did you like?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously got a leg. You can see some of the kicks. You know, it'll be, you know, as Waro was saying earlier, you know, these will be some different conditions at times later in the year than he's probably faced. But, you know, I was at the combine watching these punters, and there were, you know, several, and, you know, a few got drafted, that you heard the difference when the ball hit their foot. You saw the difference in, and again, he can do a lot. He can kick off. He can kick field goals if we need him. Obviously, that's not – we got Tyler here to do that, but it's nice to – just like we have linemen that we want versatility, DBs, and so – just like it, and I tell you what, his tape's fun to watch. He's actually trying to run by guys if you ever go flip his film on to make tackles. And we'll probably have to tell him some of these guys might hurt him, so let's don't do that here. But I love his – he plays with an edge. We have a sticker we put on guys if they're just like a violent player called a Rambo sticker. And we're like, man, this may be a punter that we should put the Rambo on. Yeah, different, you know, very smart, cerebral, you know, can, by all accounts, and, you know, tested well with our guys, can, you know, some guys are one position guys. It's just, you know, it's hard for them in game to switch, you know, from X to Z to F or whatever. This guy can be that piece, you know, mentally to go do that in game. Hey, go outside to X, go inside and play the slot, whatever it is. And very high character, works hard. You know, the people at Boise speak very highly of him, fits our DNA, all of that in his package. Has some straight line speed when he gets up and rolling. I think he ran low 4.4s, and Indy, so you see what he can do once he's up to top end.
Hey, can you tell us
about the last pick you had, Baylor Spector? Yeah, so versatile player, you know, kind of like Terrell, you know, from Baylor, in the sense he can play inside, can play out, should help us on special teams. Smart, kind of tough kid that he's fun to watch fly around. Had some good years at Clemson. They had a couple good linebackers. There was another one, Skowski, there that if you guys have followed Clemson, those two guys made a lot of plays. If the D-line wasn't making it, usually one of those two linebackers was there making it. So, nah, he's going to bring a little edge to us. And, you know, I like the depth that we've added in that linebacker room. Yeah, I mean, he's a bigger, taller guy. So, you know, similar to Tommy Doyle coming out of Miami of Ohio, just being able to bend and get up underneath people's pads. He plays tall, you know, so he'll have to – guys at this level can get underneath your pads quick, and they know how to do it. So the speed, you know, his foot quicks, he'll have to – you know, guys get around his edge quicker than probably he saw a lot at Virginia Tech. But I would say those things, just keeping his pad level down and, you know, improving his foot quicks.
Brandon, you mentioned a little while ago, Wyatt Teller, that you may have screwed that up.
Mm-hmm.
How, I mean, that was like a bigger one. He's gone on to be an All-Pro and all that.
Yeah.
How much do you learn, especially as a young GM and a staff and a coaching staff, from those kind of situations?
Yeah, you do. You have to learn. If you don't, you're going to repeat them. And it's just, you know, Wyatt was a young player. Had played a little bit as a rookie, and then came back. We got a new O-line coach. It was going into Dable's second year with us, and you know, just didn't seem like things were meshing in there. They didn't feel at that time that he warranted to start, and just weren't sure what his role was going to be. And so, you know, I just felt like, you know what, I don't know if it's going to end up working here. While there's some value, let me, you know, go, you know, I think we drafted him the fifth, and we got a fifth and a sixth back. I'm like, let me at least cash this in for something else if it doesn't look like it's going to work here. And looking back, I should have been more patient and should have let it play out a little longer. And, again, that's on me.
Benford's pretty big. Do you see him as a corner starting or a safety?
Benford? Yeah, we've talked about both. You know, I think we'll start him out as a corner here and see how he does. You know, again, as at Nova, he did play a little bit of both. So we'll see. Well, you know, it's easier to move him back. You know, you see guys, you know, Micah back in his day was a corner also. So we'll start him at corner. If we think he's a better fit, he's got good ball skills, then we move him back to safety. It did. I was curious, like last night, I was looking at how many picks we were going to have to wait, you know, ultimately trade it up. But I was just like, man, our board may not look very good. I had some conversations of like, what do I need to do to get a couple picks in five and then just not worry about the sixes as much. But people had, you know, everybody's boards are different, and we didn't lose as much as I thought by the end of the fourth round. And that's where I was like, you know what, let's, now that it's getting closer, if Shakir stays there, let's go get him. And we did. And then after that pick, I was like, all right, if we'll trade back, but we're not trading up anymore. We got some guys on this board that are going to be here, because at this point people are trying to fill need. And you're kind of looking at their depth charts, who's in front of you going, all right, you know, how many guys would take this tackle? Well, it looked like there was only like one team in front of us that might be a priority for them. You never know. But so that kind of almost predicts sometimes how you pick a late sixth versus seventh. How do you get both? You know what I mean? Which one do you – sometimes you regret it. You're kind of guessing what people will do. Yeah, I feel better. You know, I'm excited about the guys we got. You know, I know you sit here every year and should be excited, or I did something stupid. So hopefully in the fall, you know, it looks like it was exciting as we see some of these guys play and fill out their roles, whether it ends up being starters or, you know, key backups or special teams players, whatever it is. But, no, I feel a lot better. But – you know, the job now, but between now and when we show up at St. John Fisher, is to try and make this team as competitive as possible, every single position. So we're not done. We're not going to go to 90 today or tomorrow. There will be more veterans on the street, and we'll continue to kind of, you know, circulate through, you know, the waiver wire at this point. Yeah, I mean, you know, I looked at the draft, kind of the depth of the D tackle, you know, back at the combine and where we had things on our board after our February meetings, and that was part of the reason I was probably more aggressive with DTs and free agency to fill that. There were guys on our board that we think could have helped us at D line, but it didn't necessarily fall that way, and same for O line, you know, especially interior. You know, kind of like I mentioned with corner a year ago, it just didn't seem when our pick was coming around that there was a guy that fit the value. So there were some guys we really liked, but sometimes they went, you know, a couple away, and sometimes they weren't even near us. Yeah, my basketball team. Yeah. Yeah, there were some guys. I think if we would have had, you know, the fourth round, you know, we would have had a, you know, some questions of whether it was Shakir there or tight ends. We had some similar guys. I think Shakir was a little bit higher than what we had him, but there were some guys that it felt like the tight ends started coming off today that we had some interest in, but didn't try and force it, you know, or reach. You know, sometimes it'll be to what Elena just said. We didn't draft a player at your position. So come here, you're going to have a good opportunity. You know, it's harder if, you know, we drafted two linebackers. That's going to be a harder position for somebody to come here, at least the top guys. But, you know, an interior lineman, we didn't draft one. So, you know, those – so if you guys can put out on Twitter or whatever – to help us out, that'd be great, Tim.
I'm sure they're following us.
Yeah, but yeah, that's really it. Just, you know, we're selling the opportunity, whatever it is. You know, obviously we feel we're a playoff contending team. Come here and be a part of what we're building.
Do you think that's easier or harder than when you started the pitch? It's obviously different, but is it?
You know, I don't know. We probably had easier sell jobs then because, hey, we're going to build this with the people that we think fit our culture and things like that, and we know you do. We're filling these veterans out. So I would think earlier it was easier than it is now. It's 2 weeks. So, yeah, 2 weeks. Not this weekend. 2 weeks. Yeah.
Thank you
all very much.
Awesome. Thank
you. Okay, thank you.
So we have the next Friday.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today. All right.